going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Time for a segment that we could dub Inflammatory Comments. And Marty and Shayna have no idea where I'm going with this, but welcome in Shayna Goldman from The Athletic, as this has been on my mind for a couple of days, Marty. So I think Shayna might be able to answer spontaneously. Like, okay. Who's had some of the most inflammatory comments here in the NHL the last, I don't know, week or so? Like, is it DeHaan against the Rangers? Is it Dylan Larkin saying that the Wings were impacted by not making a move at the trade deadline and the guys were down about it? Is it Jonathan Marchessault saying, clearly it didn't work, when talking about Andrew Brunet and his offensive philosophy? And then he doubled down by throwing bouquets and talking about how Bruce Cassidy adjusts and adjusts and adjusts. Yeah. And I'm like, this is kind of interesting hearing some very strong opinions being shared. Shayna, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of love it. I'm going to go with Dylan Larkin here because I think his were actually the most neutral of all, right? But he's the player you don't expect to hear this from. Jonathan Marchessault saying Andrew Brunet doesn't adjust, and you go, oh, well, shouldn't we have known that one already? Like, his stint in Florida said as much, and yeah. I don't want to just like insult Andrew Brunet and be like, he doesn't know what he's doing. But sometimes you wonder, like, are you better as an associate coach or a head coach? And when he went to New Jersey and he did so well there, it was like, maybe he learned something and he's going to bring something different than what he brought in Florida. Cause I felt like he just didn't adjust there. He was handed a well-oiled ship and it just fell apart. And you go, oh, just kidding. You're the same guy that was there before. And with the Rangers, I mean, DeHaan's comments are just skimming the surface of what's gone wrong there. And you expect to hear a little bit of drama. But for Dylan Larkin, I wouldn't have expected him to actually say anything, right? Like, we've heard from him before how it hurt that Tyler Bertuzzi was traded because they're so tight. And That's kind of normal. But to hear him throw that shot at management when Steve Yzerman has been held up on a pedestal for so long. And I think this year, since the Jake Walman mistake trade, you look at it and I feel like his stock is dropping. So to hear it kind of confirmed from a player, I didn't see that one coming.
Okay, I think we could throw in Jim Rutherford in there too with his comments on Quinn Hughes.
Oh my God, that's another level.
They weren't inflammatory. They were just perhaps misguided.
Well, they were inflammatory and the belief that he thinks that he could bring Jack and Luke Hughes to Vancouver. Like, that's not never going to happen. Now, yesterday, I had some people on social media, Shayna, really be sick from my comment because I said, look, I don't think the Sabres would ever be in the game. What would it take for the Sabres to bring all three U's to Buffalo? And I said, I think it would take Tage Thompson, JJ Peterka, Darlene, and potentially Bo Byram, right? Those four would have to be packaged some way. And people are like, no, don't ever say that again, Marty. Like, we don't want, and I finished by saying, I wouldn't want it to happen. Mm-hmm. But what do you think the Vancouver Canucks could salvage in
salvage?
It's garbage day tomorrow. So what could they get out of the garbage by trading Quinn Hughes this summer if they feel like that's the time to do it?
Fold the franchise.
Fold the franchise?
We love Allison Lucan so much here. And yes. She shot me a text saying, are you watching this availability very early on? So I knew to turn it on. So I was watching the entire time and I'm going, did he just say that 10 times before we even got up to the Quinn Hughes comments? And everyone's like insistent. So they have to change Elias Pettersson. If they trade the one good player who they're actually happy with being who he is as a good player, just fold the franchise and call it a day, okay? Put everyone out of their misery because you're not getting better than Quinn Hughes. Quinn Hughes is one of the most valuable players in the league, right? Like, if he wasn't hurt this year, I don't care if the Canucks made the playoffs or not, we probably would have been giving him the MVP trophy at the end of the year, and maybe the Norris as well. The difference in that team when he's on the bench versus on the ice is mind-boggling versus when he's not in the lineup at all. You cannot salvage a Quinn Hughes trade. You will lose that every day of the week. The only way it would make sense is if he were to say, I am not extending here. And unless you have that written in stone, you do nothing.
But I think we know that, I mean, that's what caused all the Rutherford comments. Like, is there anyone that doesn't believe he plans to go to New Jersey now in 2 years?
I don't think he necessarily does. I feel like that's more of like a vibey thing of really? One day I'd okay. like to play with my brothers versus okay. I'm leaving right now. Like, I don't, but I could see it. Like, if they throw away the next 2 years, like they did this season, and let things fester and become just a total train wreck in a year, could he say, I want out? No one should blame him. But like, yeah. I don't think they're at that point just yet.
Shayna, over my left shoulder, I got my little New York Islanders flag right there. You know, the four teams I played are in my background. Do you think I should send in my resume? And would I have a chance? Because this is going to be a long search in Long Island to try to find a replacement from Lemore Yellow over there.
Okay, first of all, you played on Long Island, so you should know to say on, not in. That I will never get over. But I think everyone should send in their resumes. First of all, that organization should have done this years ago. And I'll tell you guys a quick story. 2 years ago, I think it was, I wrote the story that they should get rid of Lou Lamoriello and that his antiquated ways were holding this team back. I went through every trade he did, every contract he handed out. This was after the 7-year deals with no movement clause and everyone going, but they're inexpensive, don't worry about it. But guess what? That adds up at the end of the day. People trying to excuse the Taves trade going, they didn't have the cap space. Guess what? You make the cap space. And if you don't have cap space, it's because you mismanaged your cap to that point. I got torched for writing that story. And I sat there going, that's fine. You can love Lou all you want because he bought you Barry Trotz, but he's done nothing else, right? And Barry Trotz brought in Mitch Korn and everything was great and lovely, but everything completely fell apart on that team. They put themselves in such a bad position waiting to do this until now and letting him just destroy things further for the last 2 years.
Okay, first of all, he is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
So I would like to give proper respect and acknowledge that they have made the playoffs 5 of the last 7 years, and the foundation upon which they built the 5 playoffs of 7 years was their goaltending tandem, which did not have this year based on Varlamov's injury, and there was no adequate backup for Sorokin, and they also played without their best player, Matt Barzal, for more than 50 of the games this year. So there needs to be a little bit of wiggle room here, and not to take anything away from what you're saying, because we have all joined in this chorus many times before. I'm really curious about Marty throwing his resume in here, because a Wah Biron coach GM dynamic might be the best thing that's ever happened in NHL history.
I kind of love that, right? Like, goalies take over. I want more goaltender respect. And I feel like that would be the only way for us to get like really, really wild concepts out there, right? Like, we're taking goalies out and putting them back in a little bit more often. Like, most managers might look at their coach and be like, what are they doing? I feel like Marty's gonna be like, okay, I have this idea. We're going to put in a goalie just for the shootout. Like, we're going to try this today. Okay, this is our PK specialist in net. Like, I want to see, like, 3 goalies dressed random nights just to see everyone start rotating. Like, have a goalie be out there and as a defender, but they sit on the bench the whole time. And then when you need them, just, like, strap them up in the pads and let them rip.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wasn't Jordan Binnington doing the reverse that one year in St. Louis? At the end of the game, he dressed as a player to go out on the ice to celebrate with his teammates. Like, with 5 minutes left, he went into the locker room and was like, he put a jersey, put shin pads on, the whole player thing, which was kind of funny. Okay. Sabres, like, so we talked Long Island. They're going to do a GM search or whatever. Kevin Adams mentioned that he would meet with Terry Pegula this week, maybe early next week. We don't know the exact timing on that. And that he feels like this team should have been a playoff team. And we all know, like, the power play wasn't good enough this year. And goaltending was a big question mark as well. Can those two, just those two things, be fixed for Kevin Adams to say, this is my summer and I'm going to fix those two things and we're going to be a playoff team next year because we will fix those two things?
I think the two things are fixable. I think the power play is a fixable thing, right? Like, they have good talent. They have players we know can be weapons on the power play, right? Like, they had a great power play not so long ago that you go, okay, the potential is there for it. And the goaltending too, like, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen was really good last year. And you still have Levi right there who has a ton of potential, right? And they can make that work. It's making that work without breaking anything else. And that is, like, the hardest line sometimes to walk, because say you go out for personnel that's going to fix one certain area, you're playing someone on a regular basis because you know they're going to be a real weapon here, they're going to be a specialist in this department, this, that, or the other thing. Like, you don't want it that now you're disrupting chemistry elsewhere, or now that you're putting your lineup at a disadvantage, right? And if you're bringing somebody in, it means who are you taking out, or how are you tweaking things this way or that way? Are you leaving the roster the same and hoping coaching can do it? Like, there's all these different elements to balance, and it's never easy to just say, hey, there's one thing to fix here, two things to fix here. I think that it's a big summer for Adams. I think to separate, you know, maybe his past off seasons from this one and go, I'm going to start taking bigger swings and I'm going to take these leaps without doing it in too drastic of a way that you damage what you've built. So I think this is a really big opportunity for him, because we saw them do minimal roster changes last year and say, we're going to let the coaching take over and see what the difference is. Now I think you have to go the other way.
I mentioned Mitch Marner on this show. I think if Mitch Marner becomes an unrestricted free agent, there will be 31 teams calling Mitch Marner to see what would it take. And the Sabres probably be one of those teams with the cap space they have and bringing in a player like that. But with what's going on with the New York Rangers, I mentioned Chris Kreider on the show the other day. Do you think Chris Kreider would be a good fit in Buffalo and filling in maybe top six, top nine duty, especially on the wing? I think there's a hole on the wing with what they have right now.
Yeah, I think so. I think that he still has a lot left in the tank, and it was just a bad year with a lot of injuries, and he was far from the only person that struggled this year. And I think a lot of people can point to the fact that his point totals were very slanted towards the goals and he didn't have many assists. And yeah, that tends to be the case for him. It has been for some time. And I think the fact that he jumped out and had that like breakthrough goal scoring season, like he got deferred to as the goal scorer on his line a little bit more when it should have been him and Mika Zibanejad with more of a balanced approach. But he still brings a lot to the table because this is a guy that when he's healthy and his back is going to be really important in this one after he had a back injury and a hand injury, right? For the two things that he needs to be, you know, firing on all cylinders to play his power play role. But this is someone who's really good at tipping, deflecting pucks and screening goaltenders. But he brings a lot more to the table, right? Because you look at someone like Anders Lee and Chris Kreider, and I feel like they've always been compared. Anders Lee, to me, is as good as it gets in the net front area. And Chris Kreider doesn't quite hit those levels, but he brings other things to the table. Like he's really good off the rush and, you know, he can create goals in a couple different ways. And he has the speed and the strength to go with that net front ability. This year, you just kind of saw everything come to a total stop. Like he's rushing into the zone, but he's getting shots off the rush, but they're from the point. Like he's not going all the way and going to the net front area. I wonder if a full offseason to train and get healthy and get his body right would get him back on track. And if that's the case, yeah, I think every team that has a hole at wing should be considering that too, because this isn't a free agent now. You have to sign for 8 years into their 30s. You just have the last couple of years of his deal.
Yeah, I think that makes sense to me. Duffer asked me a question at the end of the show yesterday about coaches and who is the next, you know, Spencer Carberry or even Marty St. Louis, to that matter, that would come in kind of like
wildly different out of nowhere. But on Carberry and St. Louis, though.
Yeah, there's a big difference. Carberry, like AHL, and then assist in the NHL and build that track record. So I came up with three guys that maybe would fit that mold. And I don't know if you have any, you know, experience with these guys or whatnot, but I have Dan Quinn, obviously, Denver, you know, in college, he's
Dan
been
Carl?
Pretty good.
You mean was Dave that? Carl?
What? No, not Dan Quinn, Dave Carl, sorry. Dan Quinn used to be college. And yes, yeah, so Dave Carl, sorry. I started messing that one up.
I was like, are we going football here? Wait, like, no, it took no, me
no.
a second.
No, not that. Dave Carl, you're right. I played with his brother, Matt Carl. I don't know why I messed that up. Jay Leach, who's an assistant in Boston, but a lot of people are talking about, and Ian LaPerriere, who's the head coach in Lehigh Valley this year in the AHL. Any one of those three you think will get a shot this year in the NHL with the openings that are there with coaching?
I can see LaPerriere getting a shot. I won't be surprised if he gets one. Carl, I think, is going to wait for the perfect opportunity, and who can blame him? Because you leave a perfect position for an NHL role for what? A potential of 2 years somewhere before a team might move on from you because it's such an impatient league, and the league average is, what, 2.3 years across 32 benches? I want to add two names to your list. I would like to add Jay Pandolfo at BU if we're going the college route, and I would like to add Brad Shaw, who I think is one of the smartest minds and is as elite of an assistant coach as it gets. And I would be very curious to see what he does as a head coach. We really haven't seen it yet, but we've seen him learn from the school of torts and then bring his own flair to it. So I think that would be interesting. I also want to talk about one name that's already in the league, and that is, I'm going to butcher it, I say his name wrong every time and I'm apologizing, but Ryan Warsofsky, I think I got it right this time, in San Jose. I am very intrigued by him because he was one of those coaches that was touted as like the next best thing to watch. And I think he did a great job in San Jose this year. It felt different than it did a year ago, despite their standing. So I'd like to see him cook there a little bit more too.
All right, we have to go. 3 seconds or less. Is Lou Lamoriello now retired?
He should be.
Okay. Thanks, Shayna.
Thank you.
We're back after this on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.